And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to take you back in time. I'm going to give you a little bit of a snapshot of information that was available to you in the past, say, I don't know, let's go back 60 days. You cool with that? Let's go back about 60 days. Maybe I'll go 90 days. I'm not 100% sure yet. But I'm going to share with you information that was out there. It was completely out there. You may or may not have been exposed to it. If you listen to the show, chances are I've exposed you to it. And here's the question I want you to ask yourself. What did you do with this information? What did you do with this information? Okay, it would help if I gave you the information I'm talking about. So let's talk about it. So in March, the very end of March, okay, so I guess I'm going back 90 days. Are we cool with that? You're cool with that. NPR published a article, and it was a pretty riveting article. They basically titled the article, "There's Never Been Such a Severe Shortage of Homes in the United States, and Here's Why." And then they broke down specifically why there's a shortage of housing in the United States. And you know what? They nailed it. They nailed it. Everything that I read in that article, I believe. I do. I believe. I'm not going to read you the entire article because it's fairly long. But the takeaway is this. There's a housing shortage. There's a housing shortage. That's your first piece of information. You ready? Okay, let's go on to information number two. You ready for this? Wealth management. In April, the end of April, so we're going back, what, almost 2 months, but a month after that last piece of information. And this is what wealth management, specifically Bendix Anderson, wrote in his article. He said, "Rising interest rates aren't stopping apartment investors from cutting deals. Rapid rent increases are helping offset increasing debt costs, keeping the sector in favor among buyers." Okay, so that was, what, 2 months ago? So what's your takeaway there? Investors are still buying apartment buildings. What was going on 2 months ago? Well, we got hammered with inflation, did we not? And I think that was about the time that the interest rates started changing. They started changing. The cost of money went up. Okay, but it didn't stop investors from cutting deals to buy more apartment communities. Okay, that's takeaway number two. Ready for takeaway number three? This one's a good one. I like this one because this comes from an organization called Orion. They're an investment real estate firm, and they're based out of Arizona. And in May, they cited an article written by the Phoenix Business Journal. And here's what the article said. "More renters are renewing leases as U.S. apartment market continues to tighten." What's your takeaway? What's your takeaway? Now, this article is only about 30 days old. It's not even 30 days old. It was published in mid-May. So what's your takeaway? More renters are renewing leases as U.S. apartment market continues to tighten. Okay, I know you've already nailed this. You've already completely nailed this. People that rent properties are finding it very difficult to find the next property to rent. And as a result of that, they are more interested in not moving. As a matter of fact, because prices are going up for rents, because that's what the market is dictating, because of a scarcity of housing, rents are going up. Now, as an investor in multifamily apartment communities, as well as single family homes, I will tell you this. Sometimes, actually, all the time, this is Al's experience. Okay, this is my experience. I'm not speaking on behalf of the entire Lifestyles Unlimited community. I'm just telling you my experience. It is more cost effective for you to retain a resident than to have that resident leave, and then you have to go through what we call a turn. In other words, you make the unit ready for the next people, and you find that next person or those next people to rent your property, and they move in. Okay, that can take a little bit of time. In that little bit of time, you're not earning income because you can't charge rent. That property is essentially, well, that unit, I should say, that unit is essentially dead to you. It's dead to you until you put it back into service. Now, depending on how good your teams are, depending on what your expectations are, depending on where you are in your strategy, you may make a decision to take, say, a week to turn that unit. Maybe it's going to take you a month. Maybe you're happy the resident left because that was a unit that needed to be upgraded and you needed the opportunity to upgrade that unit. So now you got that unit back and you can upgrade that unit. You could put it back into service and you can command a higher rent. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, you know, you keep talking about this rent going up. Who can afford this? And I will tell you, the people that can afford my rising rents are the people that can afford my rising rents. Yeah. Look, let me just cut to the chase. Most renters, most people who rent, are willing to give up one third, you heard me correctly, one third of their take-home pay for rent. That's the commonly accepted norm in our society. Now, some people, they're not cool with one third. Maybe one quarter is better for them. Other people are like, man, I want to live in luxury. And they're willing to go even higher, maybe 40%, 45%. But the sweet spot is about 33%, one third of their take-home pay. They're willing to trade for a nice place to live. Real estate investing is where you ought to be. It's absolutely where you need to be. Now, I'm looking at the stock market, and I'm not real happy with what's going on in the stock market. I am not, because I know you're probably getting damaged. I know this for a fact, because I've lived through these types of cycles in the stock market. There was a period in my life where I was invested in the stock market. I bought into all the rhetoric about put your money in there, get diversified, you know, set 6 months of savings aside, buy a bunch of whole life insurance. That's your investment triangle, right? And I never really succeeded at any of the legs of that triangle. It was a classic fail for me. And in 2008, as every market was melting down, I really was just watching my life implode financially. I was in the stock market. I was in the real estate market. I was using a financial planner. I had money going to a mutual fund. Yeah, just send that money in there. And every once in a while, I'd look to see what the price of the mutual fund was. And then it would give me a value of my account. And I'd look at that and I go, oh, the number's getting bigger. Until 2008, when the number got smaller really fast. And then, because I wasn't operating the real estate that I owned correctly, because I really didn't know what I was doing, because I had never heard of Lifestyles Unlimited, and as a result, Lifestyles Unlimited could not teach me what I needed to know, I operated properties ineffectively. I lost money every month, and then I couldn't retain tenants because, well, you know, I didn't have a good product, and I was hemorrhaging money. I couldn't find people to lease my properties. So what did I do? Okay, let's sell these mutual funds off. Just get our money back, and we'll use that money to try and salvage the real estate. Yeah, that's how insane it was for me in 2008. Oh, meanwhile, I'm living in a house that I'm consuming that I bought for $700,000, that I put $140,000 down on, that I put another $200,000 of my own money into that property to fix it up. It was valued at $1.1 million. I was all in at $900,000. And in 2008, the real estate markets crashed. You heard me, crashed. Because that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened in 2008. It crashed. And I rode that value down. I short sold that property, $365,000. Yeah, you want to talk about licking your wounds? That was me. Right now, in this current market, I'm in a completely different place. I am in a completely different place than I was in 2008, because I have the benefit of an education to me that is priceless. Now, I have two college degrees. I studied hard. I earned those degrees. Nobody gave me anything. I earned those degrees. I also have a certification. I'm what do they call it? CDFM, Certified Defense Financial Manager. So what does that mean? That's like the CPA equivalent to the defense comptroller stuff. Yeah. So I know way more about how the finances of the government are supposed to work and how they actually work. It drives me bananas that I know all that information. But here's the thing. Those degrees, that certification did not teach me what I know now. What taught me what I know now? Lifestyles Unlimited. 16 hours sitting down with a multimillionaire. I'll tell you who the guy was. His name's David. David Fisher. Yeah, let me tell you David's background. David, now get this. He was a stay-at-home dad. Yeah, we're talking, let's go back to, I don't know, 2008 when the markets were starting to crash. Lifestyles Unlimited was actually growing. Believe it or not, Lifestyles Unlimited was growing. Yeah, I mean, back then, we were in our, 20s? Now we're in our 30s, okay? Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for a long time. But David Fisher in 2008, he just realized that he was going nowhere fast. His wife was a nurse in the Air Force. She made good money. She was a captain. She brought in X amount of dollars. He was a stay-at-home dad. He used to own stereo stores, but he found that, you know, it was a turnkey business. He had two stores, and if he wasn't there to turn the keys, he had no business. He worked 80 hours a week covering down on those stores, and it was time for the family to go on vacation. He couldn't break away because if he wasn't at the store, well, he didn't make any money, and he couldn't afford that. So the family would go vacation without him. Now, you want to talk about a lousy life. Okay, he sold the stores. He did. He took that bag of money and he bought a house in the San Antonio market because that's where Karen was stationed. She was stationed at Lackland Air Force Base at Wolford Hall. Okay, so you military people know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So he's raising the kids. He decided 80 hours a week, I ain't doing that anymore. I want to spend time with my children. But here's the thing. David's one of these guys that can't sit still. He cannot sit still. This guy is a go, go, go guy. Oh, did I mention to you he's also a veteran? Yeah, he's an Air Force veteran. He served as a non-commissioned officer. He did drug interdiction and other stuff. I mean, he was a dog handler. And I'll tell you, that is a pretty cool job in the military. It is a very cool job. You actually do some really cool stuff because you have that fur missile doing all kinds of neat things for you. Okay, so that's David's background. So in 2008, he's sitting at home twiddling his thumbs because he's bored out of his mind. He finds out about Lifestyles Unlimited. He goes down to the local area where we're putting on the presentation. I don't know what they did back in 2008. I wasn't even a member. But David was about ready to become a member, and he joined. And Dale Walmsley taught him everything that David knows. So what did David do? Well, he went to his house, which, oh, I never mentioned this, but let me mention it. He owned it free and clear. Yeah, Dave Ramsey would be very proud of David because actually David was following Dave Ramsey. He was doing what Dave Ramsey taught him to do. And David is an outstanding student. There's no getting around this. He's an outstanding student. He listens, he learns, and he applies the knowledge. Okay, so he did exactly what Dave Ramsey taught him to do, but he wasn't going anywhere financially. Okay, granted, he had a house that he didn't have to pay a mortgage on, but he still had to pay insurance. He still has to pay taxes on that property. Okay, so it's a little bit of a cost savings, but it's not an elimination. And here's the other thing. He had like hardly any money in the bank, but he had equity in his house. Now, back in those days, his house wasn't worth a ton. It really wasn't. What he did was he refinanced his house. Oh, yeah. Some of you just, the hair on the back of your neck just stood up. And I said, he refinanced his house. Yeah. He took $70,000 out of that house. I think that was his original strike number, if I recall the conversation that I've had with him. $70,000. So what does that mean? Okay, so it means his house was probably worth, I don't know, $95,000, $100,000 back in the day. And he took as much equity cash out of that property as he could. And what did he do with that money? He started buying distressed assets. He bought a single family house. He bought a duplex. He got another single family house. He started buying assets. And with each asset that he bought, he renovated and put back into service, that asset started creating something called cash flow. In other words, real money coming into his household that he had never had before. Really? Seriously? Okay, now he's had money come into his household. Don't take me wrong. But when he was sitting at home doing nothing, playing video games, he wasn't making any money. Well, he did that first deal, and he did the second deal, and the third deal. And David is worth over $9 million today. We come back from the break. I'm going to talk to you about the San Antonio market, where it all started for David. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah.
You got to get that? Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
over. Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the two-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results, and it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with a free workshop just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As we were going to break, I was telling you about David Fisher. He's one of the guys that are part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team, specifically to teach you everything you need to know in order to be a successful real estate investor like him, like me, like the other 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, here's the beautiful thing about our organization. It's a members-based organization, meaning everything that is done within the organization is done specifically to benefit the member. Let me say that again. Everything that Lifestyles Unlimited performs as a service is designed to benefit our members. That's why we exist. That's why we were founded 32 years ago in Houston, Texas. And over time, word about Lifestyles Unlimited started getting out. When Del Walmsley started the company back in, I don't know, let's go back, 1990? Yeah, 1990. Let's see, 1990. What was I doing? I was in the military. I think I was a lieutenant. And that's where my life was at. Now, Dell's life is a little bit different. He started Lifestyles Unlimited because he got tired of working 60 plus hours in the health club industry. He was a bodybuilder. He was like Mr. Texas. Yeah, he was really good at that sport. And because he was good at that sport, that kind of made the health club industry accessible to him. Because, I mean, if you want to have ginormous muscles, I mean, don't you want somebody that has ginormous muscles training you? Yeah. So that's, it's a perfect fit for a guy like Dell. But the part that wasn't a perfect fit was the part where he's slaving away 60 plus hours and everything that he's doing is he's outperforming everybody else in the company, but it's still not good enough to his supervisors. And more so, they're more interested in controlling his time than anything else. And he just got tired of it. And I'll tell you, Dell will talk about that experience. If you listen to the Dell Walmsley radio show, which is a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network, Dell from time to time will tell you that background story. And it's part of what motivated him to break away from doing what everybody else was doing. Same thing that motivated me to break away from what everybody else is doing. Same thing I'm trying to help you understand. It is okay for you to break away from what you're doing because there is a more effective way for you to achieve retirement, to build wealth, and have the lifestyle that you've always dreamed of, which isn't the current version of your lifestyle. Trust me, I know this. All right, so I was talking about David. This is what you need to know about David. He's one of five different guys that Dell Walmsley handpicked. And here's why. Dell used to do all the training. The 16-hour course that you're going to attend, he used to do those courses every month, month in, month out. Doe was the guy. He was the guy. But as Lifestyles Unlimited grew, we realized, and Dell figured it out first, one guy can't do it all. So he actually started talking to David Fisher and said, look, David, I'm looking to expand my ability to do the training. You've done an outstanding job. You have a gift for teaching other people. You go out of your way to help the members. Why don't you help me? And you start teaching the course too. And David said, I'm on board. And that's how I had the opportunity in, when did I go through? 2017? That's how I had the opportunity to meet David Fisher. And I had him teach me how to change my life. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. When an Air Force veteran is teaching an Army veteran a completely different way to execute the game plan of his life, that's cool. I think that's cool. But here's the thing. You don't have to be a veteran to have David teach you. He will teach anybody. All you have to do is have an open mind. If you don't have an open mind, then chances are none of this is going to work because you're going to be closed-minded. You're going to think, I'm on the track I'm supposed to be on. And I'm here to tell you, that track you're on, man, it's got some missing spikes up ahead. The track looks like it might be a little bent. I'm not sure you want to go down that track anymore. It's a wobbly ride. This other track over here is much better. So David Fisher started buying one single-family asset, and today his portfolio is worth over $9 million. Yeah. You can do this too. You absolutely can do this. He systematically transformed his life, and now he teaches our members how to do it too. As a matter of fact, David actually has a little Facebook group that I'm a part of, and what he does is he allows members, if you want to, you got to approach him. If you want to come to some of his properties while he's going through the renovation stuff, he'll let you. He'll let you. As a matter of fact, if you want to do some of the work because you want to learn how to install, I don't know, plumbing or you want to understand how electrical works a little bit better, he'll stand there and teach you all that stuff because he wants to help you. And that's the beauty of our organization. Now, I promised you I was going to talk to you about the market that David made all this money in. Yeah, he made a lot of money in the San Antonio market. That is his primary investment place. He knows the market inside and out. He knows who all the justice of the pieces are. And you're wondering, why does he have to know who the justice of the peace is? Okay, well, there's a little thing called evictions that you may have to pursue. Okay, it's just a part of being in the business. And I know I just scared you. You're like, oh, eviction, that's so terrible. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? There's a lot of things you can do before you get to eviction. Eviction is just merely a situation where you've bent over backwards to work with your resident. Your resident is just being resistant. They're just not playing nice. And now we have to get the legal system involved and help the resident understand that it's time for them to move on with their lives. And that's the way it works, at least in Texas. Now, here in California, I think it's a different story. So the point is, David knows the market extremely well, and he knows the secondary and the tertiary markets around San Antonio. He's buying assets in all of those markets, and he is renovating those assets, putting those assets back into service, and those assets are providing him not only cash flow, but equity gains in a myriad of ways. Now, I want to tell you that San Antonio was ranked one of the top hidden gems for the housing market in 2022. You know who came up with that announcement? The National Association of Realtors. Now, when the National Association of Realtors says things about market economies, I tend to listen because they are deeply immersed in the business models of all these metropolitan areas. I mean, think about it. I think the National Association of Realtors has more members than Lifestyles Unlimited. I really do. But it doesn't matter. What's important is they think San Antonio's ranked one of the top 10 hidden gems. Okay, so why is that? I mean, let's give you the stuff that probably would make you go, the market's a little overheated. You want to hear that stuff? Okay, ready? San Antonio home prices are up about 20% year over year. That means if your house was worth $100,000 last year, it's probably worth $120,000 this year. Okay, that's just gives you an example of the growth in pricing, which has been crazy. We're getting kind of like California effect here. We are. And it might be because we got a lot of Californians coming here with big bags of cash because they sold a property in California. And now it's like everything's on sale here. That's kind of the way it is. But here's the other thing I want you to know about the San Antonio real estate market. The median home price, the median, you know what the median is, right? Half above, half below. Okay, so the half the prices are above 300,000, half the prices are below 300,000. For the first time ever, the National Association of Realtors believes prices in the San Antonio market. Now get this, they made this statement, not me. They did the market research, not me. I'm just telling you what they're saying, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to agree with they're saying. Okay, this is what they're saying. They believe prices are still undervalued. I tend to get talking about stuff because I'm more concerned about you. I'm more concerned with sharing information with you that no one else has bothered to share with you. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is I went a very long period of my life not understanding what I understand now. And I stumbled across it. I did. I was listening to the radio like you're doing right now. And I was listening to information. Now get this. I was listening to information about the San Antonio market. Yeah, I was listening literally 5 years ago today. This is when Jonathan, my son, and I started getting exposed to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We used to pick it up on Sundays in the San Antonio market. It plays, I think, 9 o'clock on the big, I won't give the station out because I don't know if I'm allowed to. But at the end of the day, it plays at 9 o'clock. And that story, well, I should say, it's not really a story. It was raw information. That's what was being put out. And it was raw information about the San Antonio market. And they were talking about things that nobody else was talking about. They were articulating things about the San Antonio market that no one else was articulating. And it caused John and I to take an interest in Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, we tuned in the following week and we listened to more information that was being presented that helped us understand that maybe there is indeed a better path to go by. So we checked out Lifestyles Unlimited and the rest is history. And now I'm the guy telling you about the San Antonio market. Isn't that kind of weird how things go full circle? And here I am, literally, I'm almost at my 5-year anniversary as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now we joined in the month of July in 2017. We did, but we started listening to the radio show in June. Now, let me give you some of that data that you want to hear. San Antonio is excelling in a lot of different areas. First of all, the population growth is just doing great. It's doing great. What am I getting at? All right. City of San Antonio is home to more than 1.4 million residents. And there are 2.6 million people living in the metropolitan area. Which means, now let me just set the footprint for you. San Antonio is the 7th largest city in America, geographically. Not by population, geographically. It's a huge footprint for a city. And outside of that footprint for the city, there's almost twice as many people living outside of that footprint. So there's a lot of people in the San Antonio market. There's a ton of people. Now, this footprint that we're talking about, it's not just the primary market of San Antonio. It's the secondary markets just outside of San Antonio and some of those tertiary markets, like out in Hondo. Yeah, you didn't know Hondo was a tertiary market. You thought I said Honda. You thought I was talking about cars and motorcycles. No, I'm talking about a little town that actually only has 4 apartment communities in it, and Lifestyles Unlimited members own 2 of the 4. And I think one of them's actually in progress to buy a third one there. So they'll actually own 75% of the assets if that does come to fruition. I think that's really cool. All right, here's some other stuff. According to the Census Bureau, you know, the people that count us, San Antonio added 107,000 residents in the past 10 years. What does that mean? That means every year, about 10,000 people moved to the San Antonio area. What does that really mean? Let's break that down more. What does that work out to be? About 800 people per month coming in? Remember that article I talked about in the first segment talking about a housing shortage? Yeah, are you starting to see how this is all coming together? Because we've not put up signs saying, sorry, San Antonio is closed for business. We're still open for business. And if you want to come here, you want to live in this area, there's opportunity for you. There is opportunity. Here's another thing you need to know. San Antonio is the second most populated city in Texas, as well as the southern United States. You didn't know that, did you? It is. Now, I'm not going to get into the underlying stuff as to why that statement was made, but just know this helps with the market picture. And that's what I'm painting for you, is a picture of the San Antonio market. San Antonio also benefits from a relationship with New Braunfels. Yeah, that's a neighboring town. And both of these cities are adjacent to each other right along the I-35 corridor. I would suggest that the I-35 corridor is probably one of the busiest freeways I've ever been on, given its size. Now, I could compare that to we go out to the Bay Area, the 101 out in San Francisco, where it's like 8 lanes long and you got 2 carpool lanes and other stuff. Okay, we don't have that kind of thing here in Texas. I think 35 gets as wide as maybe 4 lanes total, maybe 5 in certain spots. And it's like crowded like Bay Area traffic the entire way from San Antonio to Dallas. I'm just telling you, that's a result of people being in the area. Now, the neat thing about the San Antonio New Braunfels connectivity is that it's actually helping to develop business centers in those areas. And when these business centers come to these areas, they have a tendency to hire people. When people are hired for jobs and they don't have a place to live, they need to find a place to live. You see where we come in? Yeah, this is where we come in. Now, last thing I want you to know about the population growth is that Bexar County, is the county that San Antonio resides in. San Antonio almost takes up all of Bexar County. It almost does. It doesn't, but it almost does. So Bexar County is projected to be one of the 5 fastest growing counties in Texas, with more than 1.6 million new people moving to the area by 2050. Yeah, you heard me correctly. 2050. I'm giving you a future projection of what, 28 years? Okay. A lot of great things can happen in 28 years. Trust me. You don't need 28 years to get yourself retired. Become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll teach you how to get this done in 5 years or less. And here's the beauty of it. If you lay out a 28-year game plan, that first 5 years is going to be focused on you getting to that place of retirement, which to us is having enough income coming in from passive sources that it meets or exceeds the amount of money that it costs you to live every month. Once you do that, you're effectively real estate retired. You are absolutely back in control of your life, because if you're working, you can make the decision whether you're going to keep working or change jobs or just whatever you want to do. It's because you're in control again. And then you start working on the lifestyle. And I will tell you this, if it takes you 5 years to get to retirement and it's going to be 28 years and population still going to grow in this metropolitan area, you have 23 years to continue to buy assets to build that lifestyle for yourself. Oh yeah. And it is a much better lifestyle than the lifestyle you're living. You heard me correctly. Because the lifestyle you're living is a lifestyle that you're paying for based on you trading your time for money, and you have no control over your life. That's just the way it is. All right, so here's the other thing. I talked a little bit about the job market, right? Let me throw out some key stats that I think you need to know. The gross domestic product, the GDP, the San Antonio New Braunfels MSA. Basically, this is the new overlay that is the power center for San Antonio. Yeah, you heard me correctly. By the way, all this is on the northeast side of San Antonio. So if you got your map out, look at I-35. Okay, I'm painting a huge target for you. Okay, $132.1 billion. That is the GDP of the San Antonio New Braunfels MSA, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. And that has grown by more than 58% since 2010. Over the last 12 years, we've had a 58% growth in our GDP. Important. How about this? Job growth in San Antonio was 3.1% between December of 2020 and November of 2021, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. So we have job growth. It's happening here. Yeah, more and more jobs are being created in San Antonio. In spite of what you think is going on in the world, in the economy, it's happening. The median household incomes have increased by almost 9% year over year, while property values have grown by a little less than 9%. Okay, so what we're seeing here is a balance. This is not California. This is Texas, where values tend to stay in line with wages, except for like the last year and a half or 2 years. The unemployment rate in San Antonio is currently 4.1%. That was last measured. The statistic I have was measured in November of 2021. And prior to the recession, it was, okay, I use the recession word. I think we're going there. I'm just going to tell you, I think we're going there. I don't have proof yet. I got to wait till the end of the month when all the numbers come out. But I think we're going there. That's why I threw the number out or the word out. 20-year low. You heard me correctly. It's approaching a 20-year low. Okay, that is good. That means less people are sitting at home trying to find a job. They're actually out there getting jobs. Now, let me tell you what San Antonio is doing. They're targeting industry sectors that include information technology. I know there's a lot of layoffs going on in information technology, but hear me out. Part of the reason is maybe it costs too much money for those organizations to have the employment and the facilities where they're at. It's actually more cost effective to go someplace else, like, I don't know, San Antonio. Okay, so they're targeting information technology. They're targeting cybersecurity. They're targeting new energy, whether you believe in it or not. Life science, healthcare, aerospace, aviation, military, defense, financial services, advanced manufacturing. This goes on and on. I've got so much stuff to tell you. I'm just telling you, you need to sign up, become a member.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.